Okay. So, continue on. I just wanted to learn through this piece of Yisrael Shara Shavayda. It's very geschmack. He goes through a number of psukim in Ashrei, and he gives particular kavanas. I used to, in one of my sidurim, I wrote down like just little notes between on these psukim, just to remind myself. In my siddur, I used to write it, these little notes that he says, but you should be mechaven. And sometimes that would help me remember to be mechaven. But it was a good thing. I just wanted to point out one thing before we start. There's one little piece I want to say over from Rabbi Miller, which just sort of summarizes what we've been saying the past couple of weeks. But before that, I was just thinking of this now, is that I think a lot of the avoda of progressing in tefillah, getting better at it, I think a lot of it will have to do with our own self-perception. It means like this. My brother was telling me about someone he knew that was very into biking, very seriously into biking. Adki de kach, that he would fly down to France to watch the Tour de France.
Not to
ride. No, he didn't compete. But you know what that means. That means you stand in this one place the whole day, and about 2 minutes of the day, 20, whatever it is, cycles zoom past you, and you clap, cheer, whatever, and zehu.
So,
yeah, one person, yeah. This was his fetish. So my brother once made a comment that I said, oh, wow, I see you're really into biking. And then the person was very offended. He says, I'm not into biking, I'm a cyclist. Now, there's a lot of depth to that. A person has a perception of himself, what he is and what he's not. And, we know, this is, pretty extreme, but we know people like that. There's people that are interested in sports, they like talking about it, they find it interesting, they follow it here and there. And then there are sports guys, that they live the sport, and, they're depressed if their team loses, and it becomes an identity. So I think in davening it's really very much the same. You can daven, or you could perceive yourself as a davener. And if we get that identity, which I think we sort of have, to a certain extent, already have it, but cultivating that identity will bring us a lot of steps closer to actually being mechaven. It's something we have to realize, it's an identity that we could have. Not everybody is a davener. People are different things. People are bali chesed, people are Bali Tara, they're Lamdanim. And then there are people that are daveners. It's not exclusive. You can be all three. It's not limited. But it takes, I think, the acknowledgement and the working towards that goal to become a davener to change our approach. That's what I was thinking. Now, this we can think about it, just how to acquire that. But I don't think it's even such a big thing. I think it's more just it's a question of just redefining what our approach to tefillah is. When we daven, we daven like professionals. That's the idea. It's not an amateur attempt at talking to Hashem, but we're trying to develop ourselves into a whole different type of person and a whole type of league, different league. We're becoming cyclists, not just bikers. Okay. Anyway, so another thing I want to say here is I want to just quote you a piece from Rabbi Miller. There's also a beautiful shot in the pasuk in B'chol Yom Avrechaka V'Hal Hashem Kol Olam Va'ad. I've been saying that the concept of saying to Asherah every day, three times a day, is because we're trying to make a binyan, we're trying to make a construct, and we're changing it from day to day. We're building brick by brick a lifetime full of Asherah. So Rabbi Miller says like this: Kavanas HaPasik, the point of this pasuk, B'chol Yom Avrechaka, means like this: as boinen, I'll think, va'avchin chachmas, and through thinking, I'll recognize your chachma, v'chasadecha, and your kindness. By fanim chadashim, in new ways, imayde tvarim shenis chachibayisim, perhaps through things that came up on during that day, I'll see a new chesed. V'imayde ha'havana chadash, or through thinking about it, I'll come through a greater depth, a greater understanding, v'hayoser amuka, and more deeper understanding. Simply me'achpalas hadvarim yishanim, from chazering over things that I know already, from reanalyzing it, just taking note of it. And that's avarchecha, That's b'chol yom arachak. And every day I'll use a new, I'll take note of something new, or I'll go over something I know already, and through that get a deeper understanding, and that'll be my bracha. That's the bracha I will give. And then he says, "Avol gam achar shavar yom," and even after the day passes, "Lo yaniach sheis yashnu harayon," is I won't allow this to become old and forgotten the Rashi in my head. Actually, yaver cheshki v'hisla havusim mihen, I lose my excitement and interest and hisiris. Ela a halal tamid, a halal shem chol alamvad, a halal tamid. I will constantly praise b'yeser cheshik b'yeser hisiris, more cheshik more hisiris. V'ashan and tamid ha'yunim mechadashim, and I will constantly chazer and remind myself of all the new things I've realized about Eisam Advarim Shevanti. Ve'espali aleim Yisrael, I'll become even more nispal from them. Ve'aranen b'simchas libi b'spilus, and I will become happy and say praise with a spilus kilu isam ikarta parmishan, as if I saw it the first time. So he's saying that's the concept of the, what we say b'chol yom arachaka, every day, meaning I'll use the experience of it every day, and I'll put myself into the job of recognizing every day something new and give you a bracha and a hal Hashem chol olam vod, and I will never forget what I've done. I'll build on it. B'hal Hashem chol olam vod, whatever I have, I'll continuously day after day be mahal you and add on that and build on it. So pretty much this concept is what we're saying right away, and we're in the first Pesukim in Ashrei. Rabbi Miller himself was someone that really epitomized this. I mean, like I said, you always know this, but there's this famous story, you might have heard it, I might have said it before, that Rabbi Miller's grandson walked into his house once, and he saw that Rabbi Miller had his head in the sink. And he saw that the sink was full of water. So like a minute later, Miller lifts his head up, he takes a deep breath, you know, and he notices his grandson's probably slack-jawed at that point, you know. And he told him, you know, if you don't do this, then you don't appreciate what it means to breathe. You know? That's what he did. So Miller would do this constantly, but, you know, it's something that we always, he did it in that way, but it's something we always have, you know. You get sick, you appreciate being well. Well, you're in bed, you're achy, you have a headache, your throat kills, you get up, you feel like you're carrying 300 pounds. You know, it's then the next day, at least for a day or two, you appreciate, oh, you know, it's really geschmack to be well. I once caught my thumb with a razor, and I needed stitches, and it was a major cut. So I was bandaged up for a couple of weeks. You don't realize how much you need your thumb. You don't realize how much you need both thumbs. You know, if you want to turn on the hot water and hold a cup under it, you need both thumbs. It doesn't work without it. It's very hard. You have to balance it with these fingers, and you can burn yourself. It's, I'm just giving you a muscle, but there's so many things that we don't realize until we don't have it. So Rabbi Miller would do that on a constant basis, but you know, there's so many things that we can gain depth. The chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, we just reiterate them, think about them, and plunk it into davening, it gives a whole new depth to our davening. You look at a baby, you know, you just think about it for half a second and say, that came from me, you know, that came from a person, and it's getting bigger. You know, it's like, it's mind-boggling. And when we think, every so often, we do think about it. That's a new depth in Avodas Hashem. It's a new depth in davening. So let me, that's just that thought. So I want to start learning over here this Yisoyed Shara Shavayda, and I imagine we'll continue next week. But let's start. It's page or two on Ashrei. Mudazois Mamor Rezal, it's well known, this Mamor of Chazal, B'Gemara de Brachas, Goydel Miles Tehilas HaMizmor Shal Tehilas David, the great Madrega of saying this Mizmor of Tehilas David, Zamar, I don't remember what was it, Belazar, Amar Chanina, Kol Ayim Tehilas, I think of Bevo maybe, Kol Ayim Tehilas David, Agil Mupam Mukal Yaim, anybody who says Tehilas David three times every day, Muftach Leshu Ben Elam Ba, is guaranteed he'll be a Ben Elam Ba, Isanam in Perakal Kisvei, and likewise it says in Perakal Kisvei, Vuvu Gamkin Betur, it should be my chelik together with the people who say hal every day. Maskinan, what does he mean? Kikam Rabsuka de Zimra. He's referring to Psuka de Zimra. Which part of Psuka de Zimra? My new Tila David Akal Nashamat Halavya. So now it's not limited to Tila David, it means the whole gamut of the Halukas, which are the last five prokim in Tehillim. Vahuva Bavudarham Bishem Hamedrizal. Okay, we could skip this. He just gives a remez. He just said it every day. Now, Achai Berei, next paragraph. Achai Berei, my brothers and friends, B'vadai, Ein Haftachas HaGemara HaKadosha, there's no question that this guarantee of the Gemara, Al Ha'adam, to a person, Shehu B'vadai Ben Elam Abba, that he'll certainly be a Ben Elam Abba, Ba'amiris Mizmer Zeh B'chol Yayim, through saying this Mizmer every day, it doesn't apply Al Misha Imra B'lai Kavanas HaLeif. if you're going to say it without kavana, ubilti kavanas hahaydas beliboy lo yizbarash ma visalam, without having the kavana in your heart, in other words, without focusing your heart on the purpose of this mizmor, which is to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kifi hayroyas hatevis shall call a mizmor zeh, through what you see from all the words of this mizmor. Vegan bevada, and it's certain in kavanas habayri yizbarach. That's certainly not what Hashem had in mind. Sha'asa aleinu am kaddish, that He made for us an am kaddish, chok, a set thing. Loimer mizmer zebuchal yaim, kenizkol yal bavudar ham b'shem medrash. He certainly didn't have in mind shi'omer oisik mitzvas anashim ulumada, that we should just say it like robots, out of habit. Bilti shum seichel, without putting our mind to it. V'havein b'mikra, and putting our understanding in the psukim. V'losis haydaat suma, believe it, to give a tremendous praise in our hearts of machshavta, in our minds. Me'in kol pasik u'pasik, each pasik what it's trying to say. Ach b'vada, it's certain that ach kavanas halev hein hein advar memurim, that what we're referring to when we say that someone who says ashra three times a day is referring to when he said b'kavana. Va'alkein yizar ha'adam b'ma'id ma'id, a person has to be very careful b'chavanas mizmer zek, if he inyan hamilois, to have kavan in this mizmer as the words are trying to say, b'ha'psukim ha'mayr ma'leim, the psukim that are pointing in that direction. U'psukei ashrei, and the psukim of ashrei shloshtan, yoymer, that was the first three, yoymer ha'adam b'kavana tzume, you should say it with tremendous kavana, b'simcha gedol b'libim, and tremendous simcha in your heart. Kisha oymer, when you say, ashrei yoshve v'secha, yismach b'libay, you should have happiness in your heart, simcha atzuma, tremendous simcha. Al shezika oisei yizbarach liyis mina ayim de meves hamelach. He gave you this chus to stand in his house, malka shel olam levarach b'shmayim, to give a bracha to his name. Ube pasik ashrayim shekach aloi, when you say ashrayim that has him, ube yichud b'ashrayim shehashem aleikav, yachnis ha'adam simcha atzuma b'libe, a person should put in his heart a tremendous simcha al alakusa yizbarach shmai v'yisala, that we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our God. Yitn hayda atzuma b'libay, and he should have a tremendous praise in his heart, li yizbarach shmai al shezika es elis li yois b'chalka HaKadosh, that we should be mi'am Kadosh Yisraeli, we're zeicha to be a Jew, we were born to be a Yid. U'pasuk. And when we say the pasuk, arim mimcha alekai hamelech va'avarcha shimcha l'olam vod, when we say the pasuk, I want to praise you and elevate you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu the melech, va'avarcha shimcha l'olam, and I'll be mevarach your name forever. Upasik, the pasik we just learned, b'chol yom avarchecha, every day I'll be mevarach you, v'ahal l'shim chol olam v'ad. Pirush hamilas shel shnei psukim elo, the pirush hamilas of these two psukim, mayrim, they teach us. Shemekabel adam al asma, this is similar to what Rabbi Miller said last week. Shemekabel adam al asma, a person is being mekabel on himself, his mission. Sheyiroimem, he should elevate, v'yivarech, and he should be mevarach, v'ahal shmoy, ha'gadol, and praise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yimei chayusa, every day of his life. L'chein, he says, if you're making such a makal kabbalah, if you're making such a proclamation that that's your mission, yizar ha'adam ma'ayid b'kabbalah zu. You have to be very careful with this. Al atzma b'simcha atzuma, and you should be mekabalit with simcha. Ad ma'ayid b'beis psukim eilu, with these two psukim. Sh'lo yichas v'shalom devish karam. You shouldn't be saying things that aren't true. And after you're mekabel on yourself, that you should be mevarach and mishabeach and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name forever and always. Achakach maschol l'shabeach ha'isi yizbarach shumai. That's when, after you've made this kabbalah on yourself, then you begin the actual avodah of praising Hashem, which begins with the pasuk gimel gadol Hashem amuhul ma'oid, which is the beginning of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzei psukei dezemer. So Ashrei, the first three psukim of Ashrei are an introduction by saying we're mekabalis on ourselves, and he says the key is to be mekabalin on yourself b'simcha. I'm mekabel on myself. This is my chiyuv. This is my mission. I'm mekabel to do it and be happy about it. And then you can move on and start saying the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you get more familiar, we'll learn a little bit more as we go along. With Yisaidu Shara Shavayda, he makes you swing like a pendulum between these emotions. He says, Yizbarach b'simcha atzuma ma'oid, and then by the psukim that speak about the charben or other things, the galus, it says, you are moris b'libay, the mriris, and you should be mamish on the floor crying. They say that Shlomo Zalman once asked his rebbe when he was younger, he used to learn Yisrael Shara Shavayda. He said, how could a human do this? How could you swing from one thing to the next like that? And, you know, it was a madrega that the Yisrael of Sharash Avodah was on, obviously. So when he says it with this, you know, this fire of enthusiasm that the Simcha, obviously for us, it's a little bit further out of our reach. But the concept is there. The concept is that if you're making a proclamation, if you're making a Kabbalah, you have to do it with some sort of sincerity. And the nekuda of the sincerity is the happiness to do it, is the excitement to have that opportunity to be able to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the ability to do that. Okay, we'll learn one more piece, then we'll stop. But Pasuk, Gadol Hashem Mehula Ma'od V'Glasei Ein Cheker, Hashem is great, and we have no understanding of how great He is, V'Glasei Ein Cheker, Yachshav Ha'adam Ma'achshavte B'Simcha Atzuma, again, you should be thinking your thoughts in a tremendous Simcha, Migad Lusoi Shal Abarius Baruch Shema V'Yisala, how tremendously great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And here he says what you should have in mind. And as when we says we don't understand, he means because there's so much way beyond that we can even begin to see, which is all the ilamis that are beyond this world. All of those worlds all give a Kaddish Baruch Hu shevach and haidah and praise and hisparis and beauty to it without any shear, without any way of measuring it. Kimavur liyal ktsas v'shar aleph. So he says that's what it means. He's tremendously praised. We're not referring to ourselves. Mehul mi'ayid means he's tremendously praised through all the creations that he has done, all the creations out in Cheka that is way beyond our ability to understand and comprehend. All those creations give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam b'chol ha'pasek shal ha'mizmar, he'ikr, the main thing is, she'chavin ha'adam ha'shevach shal bareinu yizbarash v'lisa'alab. You should always concentrate on the fact that you're praising Hashem, Hanemar Binyan Pasuk, which is mentioned in that particular Pasuk. Ach Havayir Al Kama Psukim Pratim, I'll give you on many different Psukim, Masheroi L'chav Mem Karma Kavana Pratis, that there's also specific Kavanas that you should have. Okay, so it's Hashem, we'll continue with this next week.